Watch, Joe Grogan blasts arrogant, typical left-wing views on working people, this is a Trump blue-collar boom. By Hannah Blow on February 28, 2020. Joe Grogan, White House Assistant to the President and Director of the Domestic Policy Council, spoke about President Trump's economic accomplishments and his devotion to blue-collar workers, declaring that America is in the midst of a Trump blue-collar boom and slamming arrogant, typical left-wing views about working-class people during an appearance on Friday's Breitbart News Daily at CPAC's Radio Row. Grogan emphasized the economic accomplishments of Trump's administration and the president's devotion to American workers, stressing that they are always at the forefront of his mind. "I see that in personal conversations with him, private conversations with him. He loves blue-collar workers. He loves talking with blue-collar workers. He loves talking to people who have technical skills who work with their hands. I've been around him as he's interacted with people when he is on the road. And in private meetings in the Oval Office with the senior advisors, when he's talking about various economic policies, he always comes back to, what is going to be the effect on blue-collar workers? What is going to be the effect on job creation for the average American?" Grogan said. "And it's not, how is this going to benefit the wealthy? And at a time when you see people like, without naming names, people running for president saying anybody can be a farmer, it's easy to do," he continued in a reference to Mike Bloomberg, D, who recently came under fire for remarks belittling farming and manufacturing workers. "People who have worked in manufacturing need to learn how to code, things like that," he continued. "You know, arrogant, typical left-wing views about working-class people. It's great to see a president that's standing up for blue-collar workers, average Americans, and it's always front and center in everything he is doing on economic policy." As Grogan pointed out, Democrats and never-Trumpers said, as Trump was running for president, that the stock market would crash, we'd have massive unemployment, and the economy would crash if he were elected. He would start trade wars that were unwinnable and not be able to rebalance American trade. "None of that has played out," he said, highlighting the tremendous job growth in this country. Record unemployment for African Americans, Hispanic Americans, disabled Americans, fantastic job growth for veterans. "We've got more job openings than we've got people looking for work," he said. "We've created almost 7 million jobs. We've got about a 3.4% unemployment rate right now. And wage growth at the bottom is far outpacing earnings growth at the top in this country. So you have a blue-collar boom in this country. And this president is winning on trade, which the left said he couldn't do and many never-Trumpers said he couldn't do. Across the board, this is a Trump economy, a Trump blue-collar boom," he stressed. Trump, Grogan added, does not spend his time saying, "Gee, wouldn't it be great if we were run by global bureaucrats trying to redistribute wealth and sacrificing American sovereignty?" He is always fighting for America and for American workers. He believes in the American idea, which was mocked by the previous administration, Grogan said. He believes in American exceptionalism, and let's have this fight with the left on socialism versus America. "I love a stark fight and this is exactly the president who can win it," he continued, adding that if Trump wins big, we can crush socialism for 40 or 50 years.